Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host today, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and I love that we get to talk about your health, your healing, becoming your own doctor. We say it's the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. Our topic of the day is the five most overlooked causes of fatigue, tiredness, chronic fatigue, the things your doctors aren't investigating when you say something like, gosh, you know, I'm tired. And today we know that chronic fatigue is a big deal. In fact, it's estimated that as many as 40% of Americans, listen to this guys, 40% of Americans would say within the last 2 weeks they've experienced a significant amount of fatigue. And this shouldn't come as a surprise, I don't think, because of the kind of lifestyle that many of us live. We're in an industrialized world. Right now, it's estimated that 70% of your caloric intake, which is going to be responsible for energy production, comes from flour, sugar, industrialized plants, alcohol, or dairy products, which we know are highly inflammatory and are not going to give you the kind of long-standing energy that we're looking for. And while diet is a portion of where we get our food from, these five common causes of fatigue that are overlooked by most medical conventional practitioners, even yourself with thinking, I'll just start doing a better diet and a better exercise, are the underlying big boys. These are the reasons that so many of us are tired all the time. We know that most people don't sleep enough. And again, you'll often say, well, I'm tired because I'm not sleeping enough. I'm tired because I'm not eating well enough. I'm tired because I'm not exercising well enough. Hey, that's all possible. But if you have one of these five common causes of fatigue going on, then you can't bounce back no matter what you do. And I know it can be frustrating because some people will say, I'm doing the right diet, I'm eating the right exercise, I'm taking the right supplements, I'm not getting a result. And so that's what our show is about today. Hey, we're also giving away Energy Heal Thyself, one of our newer ebooks. It's chock full of the reasons why so many of us are fatigued, why we're tired, why we feel older than we should, why we're gaining weight faster than we should. It's so excited, I even dropped it. And I'm giving this book away for free today. All you have to do is text the word energy to 704-906-2094. It is a completely updated rendition. We have the top boosting energy foods. We have the top energy nutrients. We have the ways you can repair your energy quickly, naturally. It's free. 704-906-2094. Text the word energy with your name and email. And hey, today we're coming off the high of our diabetes summit. We did it this morning. It was fantastic. We have over 300 people online. So I'm doing an energy summit. Look, if you're tired all the time, if you're fatigued, if you can't seem to bounce back, if you're gaining weight despite diet and exercise, if there's something going on with your thyroid, if you know you have an energy issue, on May 13th, it's about 4 or 5 weeks away from today, I'm going to do an energy summit, right? It's brand new. All right, so we're going to show you how to identify the sources of your fatigue. It could be one of these five. How to repair the internal metabolic system so you build energy, you regenerate, you heal. And not only are you going to feel great, but you're going to look great. You're going to lose weight. Your labs can improve. It's our Energy Summit. Get the free ebook today. Text the word energy plus your name and your email. And boom, we'll send it to you. And you get early registration for the Energy Masterclass, May 13th, 10 a.m. in the morning. And again, what an honor that I get to take this moment with you. the top five reasons for chronic fatigue. I've even got seven unique things you can do right now to boost your energy like that. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of it since we're already into our show. So number one, most common cause of chronic fatigue that is overlooked by traditional medical doctors is the fact that you may have an underlying chronic infection, not the kind of infection that spikes a fever, cough, chills that would make you say, ugh, gotta stay home, gotta go to my doctor. But there are several studies connecting the links between people with chronic fatigue and actually having an active immune response against some particular viruses and some particular bacteria that, again, are subclinical. So you wouldn't wake up and say, oh, you know, I got a headache, I got a cold, a fever, congestion, etc. But these low-grade chronic infections can actually spike an immune response, which takes a tremendous amount of energy away from you as your body's having to adapt to this infection. Several studies have been done showing, again, if you have chronic fatigue, we see an upswing, meaning there's an overproduction of lymphocytes. There's abnormal patterns of what are called your CD4 and CD8 T cells. These are cells we can test through a blood exam to find out if you have an overactivation of your immune response. In fact, many people, listen to this, 80% of people with chronic fatigue have been tested positive for an Epstein-Barr virus reactivation. We did a show a couple months ago back about Epstein-Barr, about how it's mononucleosis. It can be reactivated. You might be chronically carrying it, and then a stressful event, a life event, something happens, boom, the virus becomes activated, and it starts to build into the body and your immune system goes against it, and then energy is shifted away from function, healing, vibrance, and life towards a stimulation of your immune response. We've also seen that as many as 50% of people with chronic fatigue also have high levels of antibodies against human herpes virus. This is the one that causes cold sores, fever blisters, canker sores in your mouth. Very common for us to have them. But note, they often hide dormant until there's an event, right? A stressful reaction, something's going on, your immune system takes a hit, and then all of a sudden these sores and blisters and things and fatigue start to come about. And again, when you often visit with your medical doctor, they'll run standard tests and everything looks fine, and we miss the fact that there's a chronic infection. We have seen that human herpes virus, right? It's in almost every single person. Again, becomes activated in moments of stress, lack of nutrients, irritations to your immune response. And then again, that infection goes chronic, low grade, takes your immune response, requires a ton of energy, and then we start to see fatigue. There's even been evidence that you may have low-grade Lyme's disease, not the active chronic infection, which would be from a recent, you know, tick bite, mosquito bite, etc. But again, this sort of subclinical Lyme that becomes reactivated during times of stress. We know for a fact, according to research, 95% of the population has been exposed to these low-grade chronic viruses, Epstein-Barr virus, human herpes virus, even Lyme. But because they tend to subskirt your classic immune reaction, many times they're undiagnosed from a traditional family physician, etc. Are there exams that can be done in the functional space that can look for Epstein-Barr virus and, you know, human herpes virus and even Lyme? Yes. So the challenge would be, if you're someone who's chronically fatigued and you're searching for an answer, but you've done everything and you can't seem to get the answer, hey, maybe it's time to start consulting with a holistic functional physician. You know, the doctors in our group through Ask Dr. Ernst, we specialize in chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, you know, metabolic disturbances, energy issues, weight loss, thyroid, because these are the conditions that affect so many Americans. But the conventional medical answer is, again, medicate and let's see how you do. So if you're someone who, again, is saying, like, I need lots of energy, all right, I want you to text your name and your email along with the word energy to 704-906-2094. Again, 704-906-2094. We're giving away the Energy Heal Thyself ebook. It talks about the chronic infections. It talks about the causes of chronic fatigue from a functional perspective, and it gives you resources and keys now. We're going to go over our 7 steps to boosting your energy immediately. They're in here. It talks about the foods to focus on. It even goes over the vitamins and minerals that you might not be taking that can help you to turn your energy around quickly. Again, text the word energy with your name and your email to 704-906-2094. And as an added bonus, we're going to auto-register you for the Energy Heal Thyself Masterclass that I'm hosting on the 13th of May. It's a Saturday. It's 10 a.m. in the morning. Really, you have nothing to excuse from it because you can carve that time out now. It's 4 or 5 weeks away. Dedicate it for your health, for your energy. And I promise you one thing, you'll find the underlying cause of your health issues. You'll find why you're so tired all the time. You'll know exactly the steps that you need to do right now to implement correction. And you can walk out of that event, which is online at your house, and be set free with full energy, vibrance, and life. So we know number one, the cause of chronic fatigue that is overlooked by your classic medical doctor is a low-grade chronic viral infection, either Epstein-Barr virus, human herpes virus, cold sores, fever blisters, canker sores, etc., that is sucking your immune response and making you divert your energy into repairing a low-grade viral infection. Okay, chronic cause number two. This is a tough one, guys, because this affects a lot of people. Biotoxin illness. A biotoxin is any type of substance produced by a living organism. So again, it could be mold, it could be bacteria, it could be those viruses we just talked about. It could be a plant toxin, the reactions you have towards lectins if you're eating nightshades or nuts and seeds that are high in lectins, or even gluten, which we talk about a lot, and how gluten sensitivity creates a gut leak, which can cause other issues within your immune response, your digestion, and even the absorption of nutrients. Biotoxins are an issue in that most people can't detox from them naturally. It's been estimated that upwards in the neighborhood of 30 to 40% of Americans have a mutation of a gene that's responsible for methylation. Or you may have heard of this before, this MTHFR. It's a specific enzyme that helps you to methylate your B vitamins and also be responsible for tagging toxin removal. What we now know is that if you are deficient in this enzymatic process, you could be exposed to a biotoxin that someone else is exposed to. They don't seem to have a problem, but it wrecks your energy. It wrecks your health. These are the classic patients that we work with that are chronically sensitive to smells, perfumes, colognes, deodorants, even like sometimes the feeling of their clothing on their skin can be reactive. Often they have high sensitivities to foods, so they react very difficultly to certain food groups. I'm allergic to this, I'm allergic to that, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. This presence of biotoxins can stimulate an expressive chain of reactions that can lead to confusion of your immune system. You can actually start attacking yourself, autoimmunity, a spiking of inflammatory pathways, which makes things hurt and ache and just causes swelling and inflammation. It can reduce blood flow to certain portions of your brain. So we often see brain fog and forgetfulness and fatigue. It can even dysregulate your immune system like we discussed, which means it can lead to autoimmunity where you start attacking yourself instead of repairing yourself. This condition is now termed chronic inflammatory response syndrome, or CIRS. And I hate to say it, but in our office, we're seeing this more present in patients that come in with chronic fatigue, weight loss resistance, you know, thyroid issues, even digestive issues, because this chronic inflammatory response syndrome stems from having a biotoxin illness, which usually stems from having a chronic low-grade viral infection like we talked about. So step number one, chronic infection. Step number two, biotoxic illness. So if these two things are going on, you could be fatigued and tired and achy and irritable and gaining weight and wondering, why can't I heal, when in fact you just need to clear these interferences. Okay, third most common cause of chronic fatigue that your doctors can't find is a tough one. It's impaired methylation. All right, this is a fancy word, guys. Methylation is essentially the optimal performance of all of the enzymes within your body. And methylation is something that happens, if not hundreds of millions, possibly even billions of times every second in your body. Methylation helps you to repair your DNA. It helps to lower your inflammation. It helps to replenish the various compounds needed for detoxification. So if you can't methylate, you can't detox. If you can't detox, the toxins pile up and then your health starts to become affected. Methylation is also responsible for stabilizing your mood. This is why most people with chronic fatigue have anxiety or depression, and they're going, how do I get out of this? Like, I'm looking for a way out. And you're not going to find it in a pill. You're not going to find it in some sort of over-the-counter supplement. We need to start testing and going deep and looking at, okay, can you methylate? Again, your classic family physician is not going to run a methylation stress test, whereas in the functional space, we're looking for chronic infections, cause number one. We're looking for biotoxins, cause number two. We're looking for your methylation to see is your enzymatic process of your detox working efficiently or not. How is it that methylation issues can cause chronic fatigue? Well, ready? Number one, you have to have proper methylation in order to produce CoQ10 and carnitine, which are essential for you to even make energy in the first place. So if you can't methylate, you can't produce the precursors for energy. We know that methylation is responsible for genetic expression. And remember, the genes in your body, they don't necessarily code for sickness, illness, and disease like you've been told. Oh, I've got a bad gene, I'm going to end up with this disease. No, genes are responsible for making neurotransmitters, hormones, enzymes, the building blocks of life, immune factors. So if you're not methylating properly, you can't turn your genes on and you can't make the precursors you need for energy repair and healing. As I mentioned before, methylation is intimately connected with detoxification. If you have problems with detox, you have problems with fatigue. We also know that methylation is required for you to engage your B vitamins. And if you want to talk about a vitamin that's going to help you become more energetic, folate, B12, B3, B6, you can't produce energy without your B vitamins. And we know methylation is intimately engaged in your immune response. So weak functionality of the immune system often means weakness in our body and thus chronic fatigue. So again, if you're looking for answers on how to bounce back quickly from your energy because of fatigue or depression or anxiety, hey, download our free Energy Heal Thyself ebook. We're giving it away free today. Just text the word energy plus your name and your email, and you'll get this delivered directly to you. Plus, we're giving you free access to the masterclass that we're hosting on May 13th. I know it's a bit away from today, but the diabetes seminar we just did today, over 400 people online watching, they sell out fast, so we want to get you free access now. Text the word energy plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. And we'll get you connected. Okay, number four, mitochondrial dysfunction. Now, I hope you would think that this maybe makes sense, but I'm wondering if you know what your mitochondria are. They are the batteries. They are the powerhouses. They are the cell within inside of your cell. And these organs are responsible for taking nutrients, fats, proteins, and carbs, and physically making energy out of them. We know that mitochondrial dysfunction can lead to issues with neurotransmitters. Thus, we have anxiety and depression, brain fog, forgetfulness. We know it's responsible for energy production, so fatigue, insulin secretion. It can even lead towards diabetes. And watch this, your mitochondria are responsible for your fatty acid metabolism. What does that mean, guys? If you can't burn fat, you gain weight. If you can't burn fat, you don't have energy. Because of the numerous roles of the mitochondria, we need to know, are your mitochondria working? And again, the topic is the five reasons your MD can't find your fatigue. And then when you go in a functional space and you test for chronic infections, you look for biotoxins, you check to see the methylation process within your body, you look for how well your mitochondria are working, you can find answers and get your energy back fast. Since the mitochondria are responsible for physically making energy, guess what the number one sign is of mitochondrial dysfunction? Fatigue. And studies show that even people diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia test positive for mitochondrial dysfunctions when looking at a functional test. Okay, number five, gut dysfunction. And I can't think of a show that we've ever done where we don't talk about the importance of your digestive system, your gut, the potential for gut leakiness, etc. Numerous studies show that if you have an increase in bacteria or viruses or parasites or even fungus, candida, etc., in your intestine, it leads to increased intestinal permeability, aka gut leak, which leads to food intolerances, which can cause you to lose your nutrient absorption. So we see deficits in vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. Therefore, we don't have the building blocks we need for energy. So because of the gut leak, we start to become fatigued. For example, there was a study that found that if you just have a simple parasite, which a lot of us might have, Giardia lamblia, you can have chronic fatigue for up to 5 years. Another study found that up to 90% of chronic fatigue patients had elevated levels of a fungus called candida in their gut. And this candida can create an overgrowth of fungus, which can cause an inflammatory response. Thus, we get a gut leak. Therefore, our immune system becomes taxed. Therefore, our nutrients become deficient. We start leaking vitamins and minerals into our urine and into our stool. We're not absorbing them. Our B vitamin levels go down. Our mitochondrial function goes down. And guess what, guys? The energy starts to drop. So if you're looking for energy in a can, right, all the energy drinks, or in a bar, the energy bars, when I come back from this next commercial break, I'm going to give you the top 7 powerhouses that can boost your energy very fast. They're natural, they're healthy, they're not going to have those dangerous stimulants, they're not going to be full of sugar. These are going to be ways you can implement 7 tips for boosting your energy now, like literally today. And right now, before the commercials come up, if you want to grab our new Energy Heal Thyself ebook, then text the word energy plus your name and your email to 704-906-2094. Not only do you get the free ebook, but you get access to early bird registration for our Energy Heal Thyself Masterclass, Saturday, May 13th, 10 a.m. in the morning. I'll take you through all the steps that you need to identify what's causing your fatigue. Why aren't you energetic? How come you're not healthy? Why is it that you're struggling with weight loss? Or maybe you have a deficiency in some sort of, you know, diagnostic area. You've got diabetes, heart disease, thyroid issues. We can help you solve them when you become your own doctor. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst method, right? Where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free when you find your underlying root cause. We just talked about the 5 most overlooked causes of chronic fatigue. So make sure you check those out. They're all in the ebook, which is yours right now. Energy, text it, your name, text it, your email, text it to 704-906-2094. And we'll get the ebook to you. We'll get the masterclass registered. And I will see you guys in just a minute. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. The best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. Welcome back. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst, and I'm here today to help you be set free from your health conditions, most specifically fatigue. At the top of the hour, we've been discussing that chronic fatigue is now affecting upwards in the neighborhood of about 50 to 60% of Americans on a daily and or weekly basis. A recent study was done that said 40% of U.S. employees experienced significant fatigue within the last 2 weeks, such that it was decreasing their productivity, affecting their day-to-day life, sometimes even resulting in them having to go to their physician to ask, "Why am I so tired?" only to hear the common answer, "Your labs look great, we don't know, so let's see if you can change your diet, start exercising, etc." We talked about the fact that there are 5 common causes of fatigue that your doctors are missing. Number 1 being chronic infections of a low-grade source, not the kind that gives you a fever, cough, congestion, sniffles, you know, etc. But the Epstein-Barrs, the human herpes viruses, the cold sores, canker sores, the chronic low-grade infections that if you got a correct style of immune test done would actually show there is a low-grade infection present. We talked about how biotoxin illness, that of Lyme's disease that's chronic and or mold toxicity or any toxin that comes from a living substance that can be in your body can affect your immune response, thus decreasing your energy. We discussed that if you have impaired methylation, since methylation is an enzyme process that's occurring literally hundreds of millions of times a second in your body, any deficiency in methylation can result in energy deficiency simply because we're not charging our immune system, we're not priming our proteins, we're not metabolizing properly, so energy starts to drop. We mentioned that mitochondrial dysfunction is no longer just some sort of a genetic disease. It's actually extremely common to see today. This is where the powerhouse batteries of your cells, so the bodies that are inside your cells that take fats and proteins and carbs and make energy out of them, can become deficient. Partly because of the chronic illnesses and the chronic infections and the biotoxins, but simply because our day-to-day life puts a tremendous amount of stress at a cellular level on the ability for you to make energy. Because your mitochondria make energy for you, any dysfunction in them results in chronic fatigue. Lastly, we mentioned that a gut dysfunction, either leaky gut or dysbiosis or a chronic fungal infection, a SIFO if you'll call it, small intestine fungal infections, can actually decrease the amount of nutrients you absorb, which is required for energy production and normal human physiology. We know that gut leaks are connected to decreased immune function because the microbiome becomes disrupted. Therefore, we have chronic stress, we have chronic inflammation, and lastly, detoxification processes start to become depleted, so therefore fatigue sets in. Now, the crazy thing is most people who take their fatigue symptoms to their MD will have some tests run, and typically they come back normal. And some of them, like we've been working with, are even being said, well, I'm being told, you know, like it's all in my head, I'm making it up, there's nothing wrong with me. And they're being given either an antidepressant or some sort of anti-anxiety medication, which is not going to solve where the fatigue is coming from in the first place. So I would highly implore that you, number one, investigate those five causes. Number two, download our free Energy Heal Thyself ebook that we're giving away all during our show today. It has the top causes of energy fatigue. It has the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, and even diets you need to focus on. Guys, we're literally giving this away for free. You just need to text the word energy with your name and your email to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094. And we're going to pre-register you for a masterclass that I'm hosting. It's an online live event, Saturday, May 13th. It's at 10 a.m. in the morning. And I'm going to teach you step by step how to identify which root cause do you have. What are the tests to do that? How can you save a ton of money and do it at home? How can you become your own doctor and heal your energy yourself? Again, text the word energy plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. You'll get the ebook for free. You'll get access to the masterclass for free. And then guess what? You get to become your own doctor and heal yourself from this energy fatigue issues. Okay, so here we are. I mentioned this at the top of the hour, the top seven techniques for boosting your energy fast. And it's going to sound strange because they're quite simple, but yet they're very profound, okay? Energy booster number one. We need to drink more water. In fact, you might even want to set an alarm on your phone every hour to pull off about 12 ounces, because what we do know is that staying hydrated is the number one way to help recover your energy. Because actually, we need to eat food, but you need more importantly to have water in order to be able to physically make energy. I don't know if you know this or not, but if I want to produce a fire and heat, I'll get wood, I'll have a spark, I'll have some flames, I need oxygen to get that to burn. Okay, well, in your body, to produce energy, we need food, we need the wood, right? So fats, proteins, carbs. We need the spark. There's the neurological energy you have. There's the chemical energy that happens inside the mitochondria. But you need water for that fire to burn, right? Make sure that when you're doing this, of course, you're obviously drinking clean, either reverse osmosis or some sort of charcoal filtered water. Highly recommended that you add minerals to your water. A lot of water today is basically dead. It's been stripped of everything, highly filtered, chemically altered. So we need to put back the antioxidants and the minerals. You can do that by putting a pinch of Himalayan salt in your water. You can even do it with a few drops of either lemon essential oil or just fresh squeezed lemon or lime juice. This gives the vitamins, the minerals, and the nutrients back to your water. Now, you've probably heard people say, drink half your body weight in ounces and you'll be fine. But I'm going to say, if you want your energy back, drink your body weight in ounces. Hyperhydration has been shown to flush out toxins from the kidneys, help to reinvigorate the sense that about 80% of Americans are dehydrated in the first place. It is the fuel that burns the fire for your energy. It can also help to make a huge difference in bowel motility. A lot of people are constipated simply because they're dehydrated. You'll see even changes in mental focus, your skin, your clarity, all from doing one thing, guys. It's super easy. Drink more water and make sure you highly mineralize it, okay? Some tips about this, okay? If you're going to do 8 to 10 ounces, 12 ounces or so every hour, do not drink water when you eat food. I know it sounds weird, doesn't it? Because we go to restaurants, they bring water. We're at home, we usually have a drink with dinner. But think about it this way. The acids in your stomach that are needed to digest your food, break them down into smaller micronutrient proteins and particles easy to absorb, will be diluted by drinking water when you eat food. I know it sounds weird, but when I eat a meal, I'm not drinking anything because I want highly concentrated stomach acid to digest my food, break it down into the microparticles and micronutrients so it's easier to absorb. And what you'll find is you get more energy because of that. If you water down your stomach acid, then you interfere with digestion, which interferes with the enzyme production. And now you see where I'm going with this. You get fatigue because large undigested proteins, fats, and carbohydrates are now in your stomach, and it makes it very difficult for you to absorb. Okay. Number two, superhuman power energy booster, right? It's going to sound strange, but I'd like your first meal of the day to be a smoothie instead of solid foods. Smoothies are a great way to boost nutrients and energy into your body because they're basically pre-digested or pre-metabolized. Throwing everything into a blender and blending it around is like chewing it in your mouth and swallowing it. So if you get this liquid, nutrient-dense food into your stomach, it's already pre-digested, it's much easier to absorb, and you'll find your energy starts to go through the roof. How do we maximize smoothies for energy? Okay, they're not fruit-based and they're not gonna be high in sugar. We wanna use some sort of fatted, either plant or dairy alternative, coconut milk, almond milk, hemp milk. And we wanna make sure we add healthy fats to this smoothie. A tablespoon or two of coconut oil, a tablespoon or two of, you know, avocado oil, almond butter, chia seeds, something that enhances the fattiness of this drink. Because if you wanna burn fat, you need to eat fat. And that's a great way of doing this. Make sure that you use a clean protein powder, either grass-fed whey, bone broth, or if you're a vegetarian or vegan, a pea-based protein powder that comes from plants, all right? If you're gonna do smoothies, watch out for using coconut water or other liquids like fruit juices, etc., as your base, high in carbohydrates, very low in fat. And make sure you don't put too much fruit in your smoothie, because if you do anything more than about a quarter cup of either frozen berries or anything like that, you're gonna increase the sugar load, which is gonna spike an insulin response, which is gonna drain your energy. So we wanna stay as far away from carbohydrates in our smoothies. Berries, fine. You know, apples and pears and, you know, grapes and these kind of pears, you know, these high glycemic index fruits. Let's stay away from that. Pineapple, etc. Bananas, right? So berries. Okay, number three. Have you incorporated the use of fermented beverages that are non-alcoholic, but the kefirs, the kombuchas, even the apple cider vinegars, these pre-sort of fermented foods help your digestion process. They increase the mobility of your digestive system so they get waste out. And they're loaded with enzymes and B vitamins that are crucial for you to produce energy. Some of my favorite include an at-home, easy-to-make, already fermented, use apple cider vinegar, a little bit of water to dilute it down, and drink that. You can also do the kefirs, kombuchas, and kvasses. These are sort of the pre-made beverages that are fermented. And again, they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that help to boost your energy. I would say if you have never had a fermented beverage that's non-alcoholic, we're talking the kombuchas, the kefirs, the kvasses, start light, okay, like a quarter of a bottle. The next day, see how you do. Maybe you do half a bottle. The next day, you do the remainder of it. Fermented foods can sometimes spike a histamine response within your body, which can create a reaction that actually drains your energy. But fermented foods are great. You can also do sauerkrauts and kimchis and anything that's physically fermented for you to consume. Number four, as far as an energy booster, this one's going to sound strange, but when you think about how it works, I think you'll see the connection with this. Fennel seeds. They're extremely concentrated with minerals like calcium, potassium, magnesium, manganese, selenium, zinc, iron, copper. It's one of the most highly nutrient-dense seeds out there. And additionally, it's extremely powerful in an antioxidant known as camphorol and quercetin. Okay, they're called calmative herbs because, like that of ginger and mint, they help to reduce and eliminate digestive stress. If you've ever been to an Indian restaurant, they'll sometimes have these fennel seeds sitting in a small bowl at the host desk, and you're supposed to chew on them because they help to aid your digestive process, increase gastric mobility, improve overall digestion, and they aid with nutrient absorption. So the easiest way to do this is to just put them in a small container, carry them around with you in your pocket or your purse, and you want to chew on them throughout the day. You can just simply put them in your breath, put them in your mouth, let them sit there, chew them around. And they also help to alkalinize the mouth, which can help to stimulate a better breath response. So it fights against halitosis or bad breath. Make sure, though, that when you do this, you're not swallowing the seeds directly. They can cause gastric upset. We want to chew on fennel seeds to give us that sort of digestive boost, which helps you to absorb your nutrients. Okay, number five, if you want an energy drink, all right, it's not Monster, Red Bull, Rockstar, Prime, whatever all these kind of things are. I know it's going to sound strange, but drinking aloe vera juice can load you with energy more so than any of these over-the-counter energy drinks. It's an amazing alkalinizing, electrolytically high, trace mineral high, antioxidant high, even polysaccharide high beverage. Pure aloe vera juice is one of the best ways to give energy to your body and also to your digestive system. Real simple, guys. 4 to 8 ounces of aloe vera juice, the first thing you do right when you wake up in the morning, and it helps to get your energy primed. It helps to get your body going. We often find also, too, it helps to get you going. So if you're constipated and low energy, you can try 4 to 8 ounces on a daily basis. It does start to stimulate digestive processes, which helps you to absorb your nutrients, and it stimulates your mitochondria to produce more energy. The one challenge, of course, with aloe vera juice is make sure that you're not doing them from plastic bottles. A lot of companies sell them in plastic bottles, so you want to find aloe vera juice that is in a glass bottle, right? Very easy to do. Okay, number six. I know it's going to sound unique, but I'm telling you, it works, all right? So snacks, all right? We want to get rid of the salty, cravy, sort of crunchy, munchy snacks, because that's what a lot of us think is going to boost our energy, but in fact, it only inflames the intestines, causes irritation, can feed the chronic infections. So a great one that's really good for energy is both cucumber and celery, okay? They're highly rich in antioxidants and even sort of acid neutralizers, right? So they can alkalinize the stomach. They contain both a electrolytic balance that can quench thirst and neutralize hunger and alkalinize your body at the same time. In addition, the chewing of these fibers can help to get your bowels moving. You can simply eat them directly. You can juice them. Another great one is an energy drink juice, which is basically taking two cucumbers, the slice of a ginger, a lemon, and several stalks of celery, juice it down, and you have now an energy drink that can cleanse your body and also help to boost your energy. Number seven, okay, this is something I do regularly, and it's partly why I think I have so much energy and why a lot of our patients have so much energy, is to engage in the art of intermittent fasting. You know, our ancestors grew up in a world where food was available only when they got it, okay? Whereas today, for us, it's like I can just, pick up food whenever I want. Food was not as often available in the past, and we used to have to intermittent fast as just part of day-to-day living. There are studies that show the more often you eat throughout the day, the more tired people tend to be. And why is that? Well, it's because every time food comes in, there's a biochemical reaction that has to take place. Insulin is spiked, mitochondria have to be turned on, you have to turn that food into energy, and the process of doing this takes energy. So if you give your body time to rest and digest and you skip a meal or two, as crazy as it sounds, your energy starts to go up. Intermittent fasting is also one of the most powerful methods of reducing inflammation, boosting your immune response, helping you to stimulate tissue repair and regeneration. They've shown that as little as 3 weeks of daily intermittent fasting, you can activate stem cells, which helps to boost your metabolism and get you healing. So if you're looking for an exhaustive list of everything you can do to get more energy, in addition to the 7 I just shared with you today, download our Energy Heal Thyself ebook. It's absolutely free for you guys today. Text the word energy plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's energy plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. You know, it talks about adrenal fatigue syndrome. It talks about the dietary causes. It talks about toxicological causes, even the chronic infections we talked about at the top of the hour. The book is yours free. It has resources and guides so you can start getting your energy back now. Again, the word energy, your name, your email to 704-906-2094. And as a bonus, we're going to register you for the masterclass I'm hosting. It's a live online event, Saturday, May 13th, where we're going to go through step by step, what are the tests you need to do to identify your underlying root cause for your health issues and your energy? How do you identify what the cause is using those tests? And now that you know the cause, what are your action steps to become a self-healing doctor, to repair the process and get your energy back? So in quick summary, 5 most overlooked reasons for having chronic fatigue that your doctors are missing. Number 1, chronic infections. Okay. Epstein-Barr virus, human herpes virus, these kind of chronic infections that we carry around. Number 2, biotoxin illness, mold and Lyme that's been crawling around in your body for a period of time and you can't detoxify from it. Number 3, impaired methylation, the enzymatic process of tagging toxins, repairing cell tissues, and producing energy. Number 4, mitochondrial dysfunction. The batteries in your body need to be replaced, proverbially. They become overtaxed and stressed because of toxicity, and you can stimulate your mitochondria. The methods of mitochondrial stimulation are in our ebook. That's why we want to text energy and our names right now and your email to 704-906-2094. Number 5, gut dysfunction, dysbiosis, bacterial overgrowth, fungal overgrowth, which leads to depletion of nutrients and therefore chronic fatigue, and your doctors miss it because they don't look for these. Then we gave you guys the 7 powerhouse steps to boosting your energy now. Drink your body weight in ounces of water every single day. Do a superfood smoothie for your first meal of the day with a protein shake and a high-fat, non-dairy liquid base. Use fermented beverages, kombuchas, kefirs, and kvasses. Even fermented foods can help you to boost your energy. Chew on fennel seeds throughout the day. They're not only great for your breath, but they're high in antioxidants and alkalinizers that get your digestive system going so you absorb more nutrients. Use aloe vera juice as your energy drinks instead of the over-the-counter ones that are so toxic. Celery and cucumber snacks throughout the day and celery cucumber drinks. They're phenomenal alkalinizers. They boost energy production. They actually stimulate the mitochondria to make more energy. And engage in the art of intermittent fasting. That's skipping your solid meal breakfast, having a smoothie, having one of these aloe vera drinks or the celery cucumber juices, then waiting for lunch or dinner. And your body will thank you with repair, rejuvenation, and healing. Hey, as we're about to wrap up our show, take a moment right now. Text your name, your email, the word energy to 704-906-2094. We're giving away our Energy Heal Thyself ebook and free access to the masterclass on May 13th on solving your energy now. This is Dr. Aaron Ernst. Thanks so much for tuning into the Ask Dr. Ernst show this week. All throughout this month, we're going to be talking about how to get your energy back, how to get your health back, how to lose weight, how to have the best you ever. I'll see you next Saturday at 3 o'clock. Until then, be blessed.